Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From BakeAir Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, it's game number 5 of this week-long 6-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for tonight's contest between the Pirates and the Phillies. Single-A affiliates. Well, yesterday was a rain-shortened ball game. Ended up going just 6 innings yesterday. Game was halted in the top of the 7th inning. Tarp is on the field for about an hour. And then there was not a window with just inclement weather in the air. A lot of lightning and thunder. And so they ultimately just decided to pull the plug on it. It was an official game. And so the Threshers snapped the Marauders' 4-game winning streak, 5-game winning streak against the Threshers. It has come to an end. But Bradenton still trying to take care of business here today. They won the first 3 games of this week-long series, losing yesterday in Game 4. And so again, they try to punch their ticket for their very first road series win of the 2024 season. The road's been better as of late, winning those first 3 games, won 3 of their last 4 in Dunedin in their previous road trip, but now is the time here in the second half where the Marauders are still tied for first in the Florida State League West Division. Fort Myers also losing yesterday, so both the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles are 5-2 here at the onset of things in the second half of the season. Today, though, Mike Burrows makes his second rehab start. Number 10 prospect in the Pirates' org. He goes against a young righty in Micah Audenbright. 2-5 with a 5.16 ERA. Third time Marauders will be seeing Audenbright. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and also get you lineups here on the Marauders pregame show here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Baker Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, as the Marauders and the Threshers play the fifth game of this six-game set. As we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, right now Pirates are in Atlanta. They lost 6-1 yesterday, are tied at 1 right now. Mr. Paul Skeens pitched today, 6 innings, 1 run on 6 hits, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. It's just a weird thing happened today. Second straight start that Skeens has allowed a leadoff home run. Jared Kelnick leaves the yard, the only run that he would allow. Carmen Majinski with a scoreless inning. Pirates get their run on an Edward Olivares sack fly that scored Michael A. Taylor. And right now, again, top of the eighth inning, bases clear. Nobody out for the Buccos as they continue their series against Atlanta. Currently 3 games below 500 on the year. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, Domingo Herman makes another start today for AAA Indianapolis. 6:45 per first pitch on the road in upstate New York. As he goes against Jackson Rutledge, former first-round pick back in 2019, who made his big league debut last September, and he's pitching in AAA. So that is, again, a stacked Rochester roster that they have there. Double-A Altoona, Charles McAdoo's at the plate right now. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless ball game between Akron and Altoona. And then High-A Greensboro on the road in Jersey Shore, 7:05 p.m. first pitch at Shoretown Ballpark. Patrick Riley on the hill today, 3-4 with a 4.03 ERA against a old Thresher, George Clausen, the 22-year-old sixth-round pick last year, was lights out in single-A. Still has, between both levels, an ERA sub-1. He's 1-0 with an even 2 ERA this year in High-A Jersey Shore. So that'll be a really exciting matchup. Grasshoppers won yesterday, 14-1. That's one way to put an emphasis on the Blue Claws. You finish right behind the Grasshoppers in the first half. Jersey Shore is the Phillies' High-A affiliate as well, if you did not know. Take a look in the Florida State League in the out-of-town scoreboard. Dunedin and Lakeland playing a doubleheader today because they were rained out. It seems like they've gotten more rain maybe because they haven't thrown first pitch of game one yet. That was supposed to be a 4 o'clock start time. So it says they're warming up right now. Looks like they have a window to play at least one of the 2 7-inning games, with game two being the MILB.TV free game of the day. Fort Myers, 6:05 p.m. first pitch. Supposed to be. They are delayed right now. It's a delayed start as they host the Tampa Tarpons. St. Lucie's off and running the East Coast against Palm Beach. Scoreless ball game, top of the second inning. Mets winning yesterday. And then Daytona behind Jupiter right now, 4-3. They are playing a doubleheader after they were rained out yesterday. And then, of course, here, Bradenton and Clearwater Getting ready in about 9 minutes, set to throw for his pitch. Hoping the weather will hold off. It looks a little bit better now than when the team was driving up here on their commuter trip, so hopefully we can get off and running okay. Skies are blue. Fans are falling in, expecting 9,000 here tonight at Bay Care Ballpark. We come back here on the pregame show. We will get you the lineups for both sides. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. It's time now for the starting lineups for both sides, as this is game five of a week-long series between the Phillies and the Pirates, single-A affiliates. Any second now, our two umpires will pop out from the first base dugout. It'll be Dominic Romero calling balls and strikes tonight. Blake Bison will be on the bases today, the field umpire. Just a two-man crew here in single-A and in high-A. Both managers, Jim Horner for Bradenton, his first season at the helm, and Martin Malloy, a mainstay in the Threshers dugout third base side. He is the manager. Those are two guys who exchange lineup cards. Here is 1-9 for both sides. You start with the visitors in the Bradenton Marauders, 34-39 overall, 5-2 in the second half of the season. Threshers 45-28, 2-5 in the second half of the season. For Bradenton, the left-handed hitting center fielder Braylon Bishop bats lead off, followed by the left-handed hitting catcher and Omar Alfonso, currently running a four-game hitting streak. Batting third is the switch-hitting second baseman Kiner Delgado, who homered the other day. Batting cleanup and playing first base is Axel Plaz. Left-handed hitting right fielder Shalene Polanco bats fifth, and Manuel Torero, left-handed hitting DH, bats sixth. Eddie Rodriguez plays left field. He's slotted in the seventh spot. Shortstop Javier Rivas hits eighth, as switch-hitting third baseman Gerald Toledo rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send a rehabber to the hill today, and Aaron Shortridge on rehab yesterday. And today they will have Mike Burrows making his second start on rehab. Pitched an inning and two-thirds, gave him a run on Sunday against Lakeland. Now, for the hometown Threshers here, left-handed hitting DH Jordan Viers bats leadoff. Devin Saltabon plays second base and bats second. Left fielder Pierce Bennett bats third. Batting cleanup and playing right field is Raylan Heredia. Shortstop out of Auburn University, Bryson Ware, is hitting fifth. Playing first base and batting in the sixth spot today is Dakota Katowski. Switch hitting catcher Caden Hediger bats seventh, while Diego Gonzalez mans the hot corner at third and hits eighth. Avery Owosu-Asiedu, the center fielder, rounds out the starting nine for the Clearwater Threshers, as he had a home run yesterday. Looks to make it another here today. Mike Odenbright takes the baseball today and will head to the hill third start of the year against Bradenton will be today. 20-year-old out of the great state of Michigan, as he was committed to play college ball at Michigan State. And so, again, Marauders get to see him another time through here. Bradenton with a win today, looking for their first road series victory of the season. Couldn't get it done yesterday in a six-inning rain-shortened contest, which really like their chances to come back at that one, as Threshers were going to run out of pitching last night. But today is a new day. Sun rose, and so the Marauders have a chance to, again, pick up that feat today. Currently in the standings right now in the FSL West Division, Bradenton and Fort Myers are tied for first at 5-2. With the rainouts, it's always just a mixture of, you know, half a game leads, half a game backs. Lakeland and Tampa, game and a half back. Dunedin's played just five games so far, two and a half games back. And then the Threshers are in last, three games out from first place at 2-5. In the East Division, Jupiter 4-2 in first. Palm Beach 3-3, one game out. Daytona, game and a half back at 2-3. Then St. Lucie, they've won two of their last three games, two and a half back, currently in last place. Just a four-team division there on the East Coast. A bit of roster moves today. Two more players placed on the injured list. There are currently just 25 active players on the Marauders roster. Esmalin Valdez, who was hit in the head yesterday by a pitch, was placed on the 7-day IL. And then Antoine Kelly placed on the 7-day IL as well today for the Bradenton Marauders. So there are a lot of players on the injured list right now. Christian Curtis out of the rotation, Michael Kennedy, and now Antoine Kelly. That's half the Bradenton rotation. Three, they run a six-man rotation typically, and right now just really band-aiding it with some rehabbers this week. But we'll find out what happens next week. Hopefully Christian can come back from his injury, and maybe Michael Kennedy as well. But then they also have a few bullpen pieces on the injured list. Landon Tompkins and Danny Carrion are both there. And so Bradenton a little bit banged up right now, but they are still producing results. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing that you can ask for. Another guy, too, who's been on the injured list for a while now has been Garrett Forster. Hope they can get him back at some point. Still only 7-day IL since May 11th for the Bradenton Marauders. Well, Thrashers are about to take the field at any second now, as they're in their July 4th red, white, and blue tops, pinstripe pants, and their July 4th caps. Bradenton rolling out with the black tops and Bradenton script gold lettering with their gray pants and their primary black hats here tonight. A youth baseball field runs out. Fans continue to file in, expecting north of 9,000 here today, as it looks like the rain may hold off at the end of the day here from BayCare Ballpark. Bradenton looking to improve to 6-2 here in the second half of the season, playing in game number 74, 35th game on the road. They are past the halfway mark on the road this year, as one of the youth baseball players has the first pitch baseball. That's something new, or they're going to throw home, as now the Threshers spill out from the third base dugout. So, while the national anthem, and then we will throw first pitch here from BayCare Ballpark when we come back. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzerella.
From Baker Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, happy Saturday as the Bradenton Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers play game five of this week-long series leading up to July 4th. Well, tonight, Threshers have their July 4th jerseys on, red, white, and blue with Threshers and white lettering as they send Micah Audenbright to the hill to try to win their second straight ball game. This is the Marauders broadcast number, Thomas Zinzerella. So happy you could join us on this Saturday night in Clearwater. Marauders losing yesterday 5-2 in a rain-shortened six-inning contest, and so we're hoping that the rain has moved off. There are a lot of isolated thunderstorms in the area, and according to my phone, it says we'll be okay. We shall see, though. Blue skies and lights turned on here. A bit of clouds up in the sky, but nothing really to worry about here tonight. Raylan Bishop will lead things off for the Bradenton Marauders. Omar Alfonso will follow, and then it will be Connor Delgado. Good-sized crowd down the left field line. Lower Bowl start to fill out of about almost 9,000 people expected tonight. Fireworks after the game as well. Raylan Bishop digs in the left side. And the righty Audenbright's first pitch is swung on and lifted in the air, shallow center field. Owusu Asiedu in, and the center fielder calls off. Bryson Ware makes the catch. So Bishop is put away. One pitch, one out at the top of the first inning. And first pitch coming at you at 6:34 p.m. A few minutes behind tonight at Baker Ballpark. Bit of breeze at the ballpark blowing in from right center at 5 miles an hour. Temperature is 87 degrees with a feels like 95 down outside. Luckily, we're up here in the AC in the press box. As righty Audenbright working first base side of the slab with a blue glove on. First pitch to lefty Alfonso as a fastball on the inside edge called strike. 20-year-old Audenbright, 6'4", 209. Right-handed thrower out of Dearborn, Michigan. Swing and a foul back, and it's two strikes now on Omar. Fourth round pick in 2021 by the Phillies, signed for an overslot value of just over $750,000. Drafted out of Trenton High School in Michigan. 0-2 on Alfonso. The pitch. Breaking ball, caught a piece of it barely. And they'll do it again. I think a lot of Philadelphia folks, you might live down here in Clearwater. Trenton, New Jersey is about, give or take an hour from Philly. The old Yankees AA affiliate used to be the Trenton Thunder. 0-2. And that's down and in. Miss with a slaughter for ball one. Thunder right now are currently a summer collegiate baseball team, although they did host the Blue Jays for a little bit when the Jays are playing down here at TD Ballpark during that COVID season. Trenton was home for them. 20-21. 1-2. Swinging a poke. Ground ball third base side. Gonzalez playing way off the bag at third. Throws across the diamond. Two up, two down to start the top of the first inning. Let's get to the outfield. The field today. Starting the outfield left to right for Clearwater. Pierce Bennett, Avery Wilson-Suidus in center. And Heredia is over in right. Gonzalez at third base. Just made that play. Ware and Saltabon up the middle. Gutowski's out of first. And Caden Henniger does the catching today for Mike Odenbright. Now a score, two outs, base is clear. And the switch hitting second baseman, Connor Delgado, digs in. First pitch from Odenbright. Bounces in the dirt for ball one. Delgado this year average up to 252 now, having a really good month of June so far. Especially over these last few weeks. Currently riding a six-game on-base streak, the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, tag well the deep right field. Heredia turning on the run, stops it, makes the catch right on the edge of the warning track. It did have home run distance, but it sure did have extra bases. Smelled all over it, but it's a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. No score. Threshes the bat on the Marauders broadcast network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one, no score after an 8-pitch top of the first inning. 1-2-3 frame. For Micah Odenbright, Mike Burrows making his second rehab start as the righty's first pitch home. His fastball down low for ball one. Against the lefty, Jordan Viers leads things off. Devin Saltabon and Pierce Bennett to follow. 24-year-old righty Burrows coming off of Tommy John surgery. And it is 1-0. His fastball up high for ball two. 6'1", 190-pound righty thrower from Waterford, Connecticut. That's down in the New London area. 2-0. So we're going to fly ball. Off the left side, out of play for a strike one. Taken in the 11th round back in 2018 by the Pirates out of Waterford High School. He'll be 25 in November. Righty kicks home, 2-1. Fly ball hit deep into right center field. Bishop chasing after it. He's at the wall. It's gone. On the grass berm, Jordan Viers leaves the yard, and the Threshers have a 1-0 lead in the first. So, four pitches in his outing. Burrows surrenders a leadoff home run, and the first inning. Base is still empty, 1-0 Clearwater. Devin Saltabon, the right-handed batter, steps in. against the righty Mike Burrows, who tosses home. And a fastball up high at 94 for ball one. Burrows pitched mostly now tuna back in 2022, made a dozen starts here, a 2.94 ERA. As 1-0 sought the bond fans on. It's 1-1. 69 strikeouts in 52 innings. This is an electric arm. Mixes in a couple of different pitches. The 1-1. Swinging a slow tapper, third base side. Toledo charging in. Bare hand drops it. Infield single for Saltabon, and so the first two men have now reached against Burrows. Runner at first base, nobody out, 1-0 Clearwater. And Pierce Bennett the batter. Let's set the defense for you for Bradenton starting the outfield left to right. Rodriguez, Bishop, and Polanco. Toledo's at third. Rivas Delgado up the middle. Plaza's at first, and Omar Alfonso does the catching for the right-hander. Minor league rehabber and Mike Burrows. His first offering home is a fastball on the outer half at 95. Called strike to Bennett. Burrows, currently ranked as a number 10 prospect in the Pirate system, features a four-seam fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. The 0-1. And there was that breaking ball up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Baseball America listed his curveball is the best in the Pirates minor league system back in 2022, 2 years ago. Sets the 1-1, and that's taken down and away, 96. Well, the velo is a little bit up today for Burrows, unless the gun's a little hot here at Baker Ballpark. He was sitting mostly 94. Well, that's the hardest one that I've seen he's thrown. 2-1 is foul back. Another fastball, 95, and the count's even on Bennett. A 2-RBI game yesterday. 1-for-2 in the six-inning rain-shortening contest. That was called off due to inclement weather. Looking for his first out here. It's also his first strikeout. Tossed to first. Burrows did make one rehab appearance with the FCL Pirates against the FCL Braves back on June 17th. Pitching right now on 5 days of rest. Pitched on Sunday. 2-2, swing and a ground ball to short. This could be two, the second for one. Delgado turns the first, throws offline, but the tag applied by Plaz. A 6-4-3 double play, and just like that, two gone in the first inning. That's exactly what Mike Burrows needed just to get on track here. Made a really good pitch to Saltabon, and it was a swinging bunt, basically, that resulted in the infield single. Well, now at two outs, nobody on for Raylan Heredia, who swings and misses at a first pitch, slotted for strike one. 1-0 Threshers on the Vires home run, bottom one. The 0-1. That bounces in for a ball. Counts even. First rehab start on Sunday against Lakeland. Inning in two-thirds for Burrows. Retired the first five, but then back-to-back walks. As a 1-1 breaking ball whiffed up at the top of the zone for strike two. It was a walk, pair of walks, and then an RBI single by Denarius De La Cruz, then Peyton Stumble retired the last out in that half inning. 1-2, breaking ball, topped left side of the infield. Back in on the hole, Rivas, pop-up throw from the hole, not in time. Tough, tough play for Rivas, and so another infield single here against Burrows. Some more soft contact. Rivas moved his right, was from shallow left field there, slid down with his right knee, and a pop-up slide. But he was still basically on his right knee when he threw it. So didn't have the extra juice that he would normally get. Runner on with two outs, bottom one, 1-0 Threshers. Now the righty Bryson Ware takes a fastball in the outer half, called strike. Where a two RBI double yesterday. Marauders took a 2-1 lead in the third on a McGuire home run, but then it was four unanswered runs by the Threshers. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Good fastball at 96 again, which is what you want to see for Burroughs in the count 0-2. Ware this year hitting 221 in 55 games, 9 doubles, 6 home runs, and 30 driven in. He's in the hole 0-2 against Burroughs. From letters 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3, and that's the half inning. 96 up and away. First strikeout in 2024 for Mike Burroughs. But a run in on the solo home run from Jordan Fires. 1-0 Threshers, the second we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas
all Thursday home with activity.
Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, Clearwater with a 1-0 cushion on the Bradenton Marauders after a leadoff home run from Jordan Fires. Axio Plaza, right-handed batter steps in. First pitch from Mike Otterbright is on the outside corner for a called strike. Otterbright threw just 8 pitches, 6 of them were for strikes. In the first inning, 2 flyouts and a ground out. Blue glove up near the eyeball, quickly to the 0-1. Swinging a foul ball right around to home plate for strike 2. Plaz is 1-for-9 in this series. The only hit was his pinch hit grand slam. 0-2. Swinging a line drive, hit the opposite way, sinking fast. A dive in by Heredia, and he makes the catch. That was just a really good jump from him in right field. And he takes away a sinking line drive single from Axio Plaza. First 4 men in a row now retired. Base is clear for the lefty right fielder, Shalim Polanco. Opening pitch to him. He swings and misses at a changeup for strike 1. A curveball is really the go-to pitch for Mike Odenbright to get swings and misses on it in terms of 2 strike pitches. 0-1. Man, that's low. Another off speed. It's 1-1. Otterbright making his 3rd start against Bradenton this season. He works on the 1-1. Breaking ball rolled foul, first base side. Otterbright's first start came here at Baker Ballpark against Bradenton. Had a really good month of April, had a 2.03 ERA through 3 starts. He did give up 2 earned runs in 4 2/3 innings. Struck out 7 against the Marauders that day. As 1-2 pitch is cut on a miss down for strike 3. Another change up there. And Otterbright is his first K today. 2 quick outs here. The latter outing came on 2 in the fifth back at Lecom Park. Picked up the win. 2 runs of 2 hits, 5 and 2 thirds, 5 strikeouts. Lefty Amanda Torero takes a belt tie. Pitch for a called strike. 1-0 Threshers in the top of the second inning. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a slow ground ball right side. Saltabon to his left, fields and throws. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Mike Audibright. Inning and a half gone. 1-0 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, Bradenton behind 1-0 on a Jordan Vires home run to lead things off in the first inning. 6-7-8-2 up against Mike Burrows. As the first pitch is a fastball whiffed out and missed for strike one. 95 miles an hour, it's 0-1. Burrows gave up 3 hits, 2 really soft contact infield singles though, and then the 1 long ball. And the 0-1 pitch is outside. Count even 1-1. Katowski this season in 240-43 games, 6 doubles, 4 home runs, and 25 RBIs. Burrows set from the belt, first base side. 1-1. Swing and a pop foul off the right side for strike two. The one important thing for Burrows, too, he threw a lot of pitches in the half inning, 19 of them, but 13 were in the strike zone. Two, and that bounces in. Counts even 2 balls and 2 strikes on Katowski. We'll see how long Burrows goes. His last outing ended up going about 35 pitches, 34, 18 of them were for strikes. 2-2. So they're going to pop foul off the right side out of play. Another good crowd here on a Saturday night. Fireworks after the game. Grass berm starting to fill up in left and right center field. Another packed night on the suites level on the first base side and third base. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Rivas sliding stop to his left. Pops up, double clutches. A throw to first in time. Secured by Plaz. Rivas makes it look so easy there at shortstop. One gone in the half inning. One nothing. Threshers leading on a Vires home run. And now the switch hitting catcher, Caden Hediger, batting left against the righty Burrows. First pitch is too tall. On an off speed for ball one. Hediger this week getting 3-for-11, which is much better than when he came in. Hitting against Bradenton this season. A 1-0. Fastball pop foul at the left side out of play for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Pettigrew on the year against Bradenton. Hitting 192 in 9 games, 5 for 26. So you take away that, he's got more hits this week than he did in the first 3 series combined. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball again. Pop foul. This time behind Tome. First strike, 2. Burrows looking for his second strikeout in his outing. Didn't have any in the first 2. But again, the fastball velocity's been up a little bit today, more consistently. Climbs back on the rubber, first base side. With one out, the 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike. 395, letter high, fastball. And Henniger is punched out. 2 gone in the second inning. So with 2 outs, base is clear, 1-0. Diego Gonzalez to the plate. Burr is currently assigned to AAA Indianapolis. As righty takes high and in for ball 1. Burrows started the year there last year in April, made 2 starts, but felt a little discomfort after his second one. As the 1-0 pop foul off the right side. And ended up getting Tommy John surgery last April on the 26th. Again, a left to start, though, his second start of the year on April the 8th with a right forearm injury. What it was classified as, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball, it's 1-2. Placed on the IL 3 days later, and then again surgery at the end of the month on the 26th. Pirates org that has just a lot of arms. Was another guy who could have been the big leagues last year, possibly. 1-2. So we're going to pop foul off the right side out of play. But now still working his way back, and he can still be there this year. Garvin Majinski, who pitched today. Pirates are in the bottom of the 9th inning right now, still tied at 1 at Truist Ballpark. Majinski provided some extra support. 1-2 is lifted foul down the right side. Laz gives it a look. Base is empty, 2 outs, 1-2. Swing and a miss, top of the zone with a slider. 3 strikeouts in 2 innings for Burrows. A nice bounce back, 1-2-3 second on the 3rd, 1-0 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom, as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
And baby, you better believe I'm back in New York.
Top of the third inning, Bradenton searching for their first hit, trying to get their first base runner on today. It's been six up, six down for Mike Odebright on this Saturday night at Baker Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. Eddie Rodriguez, the right-handed batter, first pitch from the righty Odebright. It's a slider high and in, nearly hit him for ball one. Rivas and Toledo to follow in this bottom three men on the order. Odebright from the first base side, 1-0. And a slider on the outer half called strike. The count's even 1-1. Seventeen pitches, 14 strikes after two innings for the righty. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball behind the bag at third. Backing it by Gonzalez, sets his feet, throw a bit towards right, but Katowski makes the play there at first. Stretches a bit out to his right. One gone. So with the first seven in a row retired, Javier Rivas comes to the plate. Has been a red-hot bat in this month. Numbers have dipped a bit, though, from where he was sitting over 400 for a better part of this month. But he's 0 for his last seven at the dish. First pitch to the righty. There's a breaking ball high for ball one. 1-0 Threshers, a home run from Jordan Vyers in the first inning. That's been all the damage. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count even. Bradenton last night in the rain-shortened six-inning ball game had just three hits. Both runs on a home run. 1-1. Swinging a line drive into left center field. Base knock. And there it is, the first Marauder to reach today. It's a Javier Rivas. One-out single in the third. So there goes the 0-for-7 skid there. And Rivas is back on base. The single in the third inning, Gerald Toledo. Switch hitter batting left to the plate. Three for 11, two doubles, three RBIs this week. For Gerald, first pitch high and in. Turns his back for ball one. Odebright coming off a start in Jupiter last week. Struck out six, walked three, and five innings of two-run ball. Picked up the loss, though. 1-0. Swinging a slow roller foul first base side. He has picked up a decision in his last four starts. He's just 1-3, though. He's lost his last two. So far in the month of June, a 5.52 ERA. 1-1. Swinging a foul ball off Oakland umpire Dominic Romero for strike two. On the outside of that, really good start in April. A 6.66 ERA in May, and then a 5.52 in the month of June. One, two. That's just a hair low with a changeup, and the count's even. Rivas leading off of first base with one gone. 2-2. Inside of the backstop it goes. Toledo's taking off his protective gear. Saying it hit him. And open umpire Dominic Cabrera is saying, come back here. And now Jim Horner's out from the first base dugout. Well, Toledo said, I think he pointed his foot and said it hit his yellow spike. And now I think Jim Horner's asking if Romero and Blake Bison can check this over. Well, Horner two nights ago was ejected by Dominic Romero on a fair foul ball call third baseline. And so now both umpires will get together. Rivas, either way, will be at second base. But now will Toledo be at first or not? That is to be or to not to be. And they say he will have to hit. So it's just ball three. The wild pitch moving. Rivas to second base. So Toledo digs back in with one out, runner on second, 1-0 Clearwater in the third. 3-2 the count between Ottenbrunn and Toledo. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. So at the end of the day, Toledo strikes out. Ottenbrunn is second and punch out. And now with two outs, it's up to Brillen Bishop to drive home this potential game-tying run. The batter steps in, flat out the center on the very first pitch of the ball game. Rivas at second base, the pitch. And fastball spotted on the outer half, a called strike. Well, Ottenbrunn needed just 17 pitches in the first two innings. He's nearly doubled that here, just through his 13th pitch of the third. The 0-1. Swing and a cue shot, foul off the edge of the bat, third base side. And now it's nothing and two on Braylon Bishop. Marauders hoping to win today, which would clinch their first road victory of 2024. They split their last road trip against Dunedin, which was a first. It's been a lot of road series of first this year after they started out 4-22 on the road. Ottenbrunn's 0-2. Inside, and Bishop falls over, and it hits him. Try to dance out of the way, and I'm slamming his helmet down in frustration. And Bishop's not happy, and now some chirping from the third base dugout. Gustavo Mania going to walk down the third baseline as Bishop picks up his helmet. There's a bit of frustration there. So this time it is a hit batter. First and second with two outs. I believe that was J.R. Murphy who's at the top step. He was the one that was saying something to Bishop. He's the player development instructor. And Bishop was visibly frustrated after getting hit. And Murphy said something, and then Murphy said, well, calm down. Here's the lefty Alfonso. Launches a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. I think it was the fact that Bishop tried to avoid it and then kind of awkwardly fell around to home plate. And so I think that was what the frustration was. It was a breaking ball. It wasn't like it was a 94-mile-hour fastball. That caught him. And now time called as Ottenbrunn steps off the back side of the rubber. Omar grounded out to third his first time up. Riding a four-game hitting streak is 5-for-15 entering today. The 0-1, outside with a changeup. Count back even 1-1. Well, unfortunately, Pirates game is final now. Atlanta wins in 10 innings, 2-1 over Pittsburgh. And so that's back-to-back pulsing starts where just not enough offense. Ottenbrunn looked second, 1-1. And Alfonso hits in the air, deep left center. Bennett back and over to his left, settles under and makes the catch. A few steps shy of the warning track. A single and a hit batter. Two men left, though, in the top of the third inning. 1-0 Threshers on the Marauders broadcast network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, Here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Back in Clearwater at BayCare Ballpark as Bradenton still trailing a run. Left two on the top of the third inning. Now bottom half of the frame. Mike Burrow is still out on the hill. 35 pitches he sits, 25 strikes. This is where he was in his last start. First pitch to Avery Owusu-Asiodu is whiffed out and missed on a slider down and away for strike one. 9-1-2. There's some stretching going on in the left center field bullpen as the 0-1's breaking ball outside for a ball in the count even 1-1. Usually that's how it works. A rehab guy, especially someone coming off a Tommy John, throws maybe 35 last time out. Maybe goes 45 this time. As a 1-1, a fastball blown past him at 95. And it's 1-2. Only go maybe a little bit more than that. So it really depends on what the pitch count is. One, two. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Another fastball top of the zone. And Owusu-Asiodu sat down. That's three straight strikeouts for Mike Burrows. And the fastball life is there. 95, top of the zone. With one out, base is clear for Jordan Fires. Kind of saw in his last start, maybe the arm got tired, but the velo dipped a little bit. And the first pitch, there's a heater at 96. Fires swings and misses on for a strike one. You know, he's in the zone those first five batters, the two walks and a single, and that was the end of the day. 0-1. And Fires fans on another fastball. 0-2. Boy, it's fun to watch Mike Burrows when he's on carve up guys. 0-2 to Fires. Swinging a fly ball, tagged deep to right again. He's done it again. A two-home run day for Jordan Fires. He's provided all the offense so far. Pressure's two, Marauders nothing. Unfortunately, that's the one blemish. Matt Ford off the top step. He's going to maybe the bullpen phone right now. One out. Bates is clear for Devin Saltabon. And first pitch is a fastball on the outside. Black for strike one. Here's a righty throwing for the mound right now. And it appears to be Tyler Kennedy. Oh, one is fanned on. Strike two. Looked like it was a slider that was caught a hold of by Jordan Fires after back-to-back fastballs. He It went with an 88-mile-an-hour slider that was down in the zone. Myers just got to it. 0-2. And a fastball is off the plate outside. But the fastball continues to be a pitch that's been getting better throughout this outing. In terms of swing and misses at. 1-2. And Saltabon takes a call, third strike. Challenge used here by Saltabon. And it's ruled a ball. It's a little confusing with Dominic Romero. Even Blake Bynes said yesterday, when the challenge is used, they don't put a safe call for a ball. They just throw up the count. 2-2. And that bounces in for ball three. So it's a little bit more waiting and sitting around. Burrows now 18 swings on his fastball, 9 whiffs. Counts full here on Saltabon. With one out, 3-2. And that's down and away for ball four. And this is kind of what happened at the end of his last start, where just a little bit more tired. You know, it's a process of building up pitch counts again. And now here comes Jim Horner in. So that will do it for Mike Burrows. He's at his pitch limit here today. 48 pitches thrown, 33 strikes. So one out walk here as Jordan Fires gets him for 2 home runs today. So a pitching change underway from Baker Ballpark in the fourth inning. 2-0, or the third inning. 2-0. Threshers ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, another run in on a Fires home run. And so the Threshers have a 2-0 cushion as Tyler Kennedy's new arm in the ballgame for the Marauders with a runner on after the walk. Devin Saltabon, Pierce Bennett the hitter. As Tyler Kennedy into the contest again right now. The righty out of the State College of first pitch is inside for ball one, but a local product here in Florida, Kennedy is out of Florida Southwestern State College. Started his career at Pittsburgh, though. And the 1-0-2 Bennett. That's low for ball two. Fastball 95 miles an hour. Kennedy's numbers on the season. Comes in 1-2 with an even 9 ERA in 21 appearances. 19 innings, 32 walks, 28 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 246. And the 2-0's way high. It's 3-0 on Bennett, who bounced into a 6-4-3 double play his first time up. Raylan Heredia is on deck. 3-0. And that's inside for ball four. Well, That's been two walks here in this half inning. With Heredia coming to the plate. 2-0 Threshers, but again, threatening here in the third inning. The temporary line right now for Burroughs, because he's responsible for Saltabon at second base, is 2 1/3 innings. 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, a pair of home run balls by Jordan Viers. Now the righty, Raylan Heredia, as Kennedy steps off the back side of the rubber. Slight open stance on the right side, first pitch. And breaking ball is outside for ball one, so Kennedy still looking for his first strike thrown. The 1-0. Fastball up high, it's 2-0. Kennedy last pitched on Wednesday in the ninth inning. Part of that miraculous comeback by the Threshers. 2-0. Upstairs for ball three. Kennedy started that inning, and once he got the first two outs, it was that elusive third out. Peyton Stumbo came in, gave up a three-run home run, and that's where a bulk of the runs came in that were on Kennedy's ledger. 3-0, and that's tugged down and away for ball four. It's been 8 pitches, 8 walks, and now the bases are full. And Matt Ford, pitching coach, out. We've got the Count Dracula music. Two nothing. Thrashers in the third. The base is full, one out for Bryson Ware, who will be at the plate. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League. Lakeland and Dunedin are finally underway, playing a doubleheader today after their rainout yesterday. Lakeland ahead on the Blue Jays, 4-1. Grand Rogers on the hill today for the DJs. Palm Beach 2-1, ahead right now at the halfway point against St. Lucie. Ford Byers, 2-0 lead on Tampa. They are in a delay. They started with a delayed start, and now they have hit a rain delay. Daytona and Jupiter playing two today. They finished their first game 7-4. Tortugas winning at home against the Hammerheads. Bases full, of Threshers in the third inning. Baker Ballpark, 2-0 Clearwater. With just one out, and the right-hitting shortstop, Bryson Ware. Kennedy sets and fires. Fastball bounces before home, and Alfonso somehow blocked it, but he's hobbling in some pain. I think that caught him clean on the thigh. And Alfonso will get a few extra seconds here as open umpire Dominic Ribeiro will wipe off home plate, not once, but twice. And again, Kennedy's thrown 9 pitches. All 9 have been balls. Nowhere to put him here. The 1-0. Fastball down and away. It's 2-0. He's got a feel for Tyler, just having no part of the zone right now. Sometimes you try harder to throw a strike, and it works against you, too. A little just a mental here. 2-0. And that's low for ball three. All takes is you throw one strike, it's in there, and the rest will come. Bases full, one out. A 3-0 count to Bryson Ware. Bullpen is back active for Bradenton. 3-0. Inside for ball four. And a run in makes it 3-0 Clearwater. Oh, that is run for Mike Burroughs, so he can close the line on his day now. As Dakota Kotowski steps to the right side. First pitch, the righty from Kennedy. is outside for a ball. Try to throw a slider there. So three runs total on four hits and two and a third for Mike Burrows, a walk and four strikeouts. Kennedy still looking to throw his first strikeout of the bullpen. 1-0, and a fastball on the inner edge called strike. Some sarcastic cheers. The Thresher faithful. One-one. Inside for a ball. That was on the 14th pitch that Kennedy got his strike. Looking for another here. Gutowski had 2-1 with one out, bases full. And that hits him. 97 on the backside brings in another run. 4-0 Clearwater. And things are just spiraling out of control here in this half inning. There has been just one hit that has led to three runs. It was a one-out home run from Jordan Fires. And now Jim Horner's back out. And they're going to go to the bullpen again. Wow. Those four batters Kennedy will face. There was just one strike, and so he will depart. 4-0, Clearwater is now a third pitcher being used in this half inning. Return here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases. But it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
It's been a long bottom of the third inning here at Baker Ballpark as bases are still loaded with one out as Bradenton will look, go to the bullpen and try to get these last two outs. Their third pitcher used after Kennedy walked three straight and hit the last one. And so Caden Hediger will face new pitcher in the ballgame in the righty Garrett McMillan, native of Tuscaloosa, 23-year-old, 14th round pick last year out of the University of Alabama, now being tasked here to face Caden Hediger, switch hitting catcher who's batting left. Struck out swinging his first time up against Mike Burrows, who started this happening. Strikeout, home run, walk. First pitch to Hediger, checks the swing, and he offered at it for strike one. McMillan's numbers are good this year. 3-2 of the 2.63 in 20 appearances. Just 10 walks, 27 Ks, and 27 in a third innings. Just one pitch away from rolling a inning-ending double play. How does that sound? 0-1. And that's pulled down and in. Counts 1-1. McMillan readies and deals. Inside, and it's 2-1. Alfonso was trying to get the attention of Gerald Toledo at third base, just the way that maybe Raylan Heredia is taking the lead down there. 2-1, and that's at the knees, a called strike count even. Thinking for maybe a back pick attempt. Michael Jones in the third base coach's box. He's way down the first baseline, about halfway down. Keeping an eye on that. Sniff things out. 2-2 on Hediger. McMillan throws home. And a breaking ball low. And the count's full here. So McMillan got really up in a hurry, too. Not sure how many pitches he threw down there out of the bullpen. Full count here with the bases full. Nowhere to put him. 3-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Fastball 93 as Hediger strikes out swinging. A massive second out here in this half inning. Three runs are already in. 4-0 Threshers ahead in the third. And with the bases full, it's Diego Gonzalez, who's the ninth man to bat in this half inning. They batted through the order. Trying to leave three men out there. Righty batter, first pitch. And a fastball darted in there on the outer half for a called strike. Gonzalez struck out swinging as well as a run of three straight strikeouts for Mike Burrows. McMillan sets 0-1. Swinging a fly ball hit deep down the right field line and it slices out of play. It's a good-sized crowd on hand. It's not your spring training type. There are a lot of Philadelphia Indians who have ventured their way down here. A lot make the trip for spring training from Philly, but a lot of former Philly residents who now retire down here. 0-2. And that's taken high as Alfonso trying to frame it. Or nothing, Threshers in the third. One ball, two strikes. McMillan readies and works. Slider down and away, and the count's even. Threshers looking to win their second straight game. Off to a good start here. They used a big third inning yesterday as well, a three-run third. They get them ahead 5-2. Victory in a short game. 2-2. Swinging a lazy swing foul down the right side. It's been an hour plus now to play his first 2 2/3 innings. Been a long day at the yard so far. 2-2. Fastball outside for ball three. So the count is full with two outs and the base is full. They will get a head start here as the merry-go-round will start to turn. 4-0 Threshers looking to break this thing wide open. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball hit in the air, deep right center. Bishop back on the run, makes the catch on the run in right center field to bring it in this half inning. Three runs to score, though. Nine men come to the plate. 4-0 Threshers after three on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Bradenton behind 4-0 as Micah Audenbright. Boy, that was about a 20-minute half inning. And so he's been sitting for quite some time, but he's out here to start this half inning, facing 3, 4, and 5 as Delgado shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's a fastball called strike. Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could spend a part of your Saturday night with us here in Clearwater. It's a beautiful night for a ball game, the 0-1. And Delgado way out in front of a changeup there, it's 0-2. Fireworks going off after the game. A lot of fans will stick around on the end of this one. It's been a slow game out of the gate, though, with 3 runs coming in last half inning for the Threshers on just 1 hit. 0-2. Swing and a ground ball left side. Ware charges in, exchanges on the run, throws to first. One gone. Well, during the middle of that last pitching change as well, they're showing a video here at the ballpark of just different mascots and just funny moments in baseball. Which obviously here in Clearwater, the Phillies affiliate, the Philly Fanatic is beloved across baseball by some, by most, really. There's only a few some that don't like the Philly Fanatic. First pitch is a fastball high for ball one with one out, base is clear, 4-0 in the fourth inning. Now today the Philly Fanatic was around the baseball world as well. 1-0, pitch on the outer half, a called strike. Jazz Chisholm, infielder, shortstop, I think outfielder now for the Miami Marlins, took the ATV that belonged to the Fanatic as Axio Blas waves and misses at a fastball. It's 1-2 on him. Started driving around the outfield. And then the Fanatic kind of threw up his arms and was not a very happy camper. 1-2. Swing and a fly ball in the air, shallow right center field. Saltabon now treks it on the infield. Feet on the dirt, makes the catch. Two gone. Here's Shalene Polanco with two outs, bases clear in the fourth inning. It's always funny when players are able to do that and just mess with a Fanatic, such as Jazz today, again, taking the ATV away from Philly Fanatic. First pitch to Polanco is on the outside edge, called strike. Of course, there's so many players of the years who had some run-ins with the Philly Fanatic. As Blanco takes outside. It's 1-1, and I think Lou Piniella is the guy. Maybe it was Tommy Lasorda. Not a big fan of him. The 1-1. Swing at a tip, and that caught a piece of the catcher, Ken Hediger. Now he's down in some pain, and so he'll stretch this one out. Hit him down low. Yeah, it was always Tommy Lasorda. That was the Dodgers, Phillies, every time they got together. Oh. sort of with an all-time quote when he said he's only worn three uniforms in his life, a Boy Scout uniform, a U.S. Army uniform, and a Dodgers uniform. He doesn't want anybody degrading them. And the one big moment happened in Philadelphia as Polanco takes high at his old Veterans Stadium in 1988 when the Fanatic had a Dodgers uniform that said Lasorda, and it was a giant stuffed, basic carbon copy of Tommy. 2-2, and that's down and in for ball three. And the Fanatic was dragging him on the ATV, and then Lasorda came out, and they had a sort of a punching match, and so the Fanatic drove away at the end of his day. That's a classic clip, though, at old Veterans Stadium in Philly. 3-2, two outs, base is clear in the fourth inning of the pitch. That bounces in for ball four, so Polanco walks. First free pass issued today by Micah Odenbright. Runner on base, 4-0, Clearwater in the top of the fourth inning. Feels like it's stuff like that that still happens today, and that's why baseball, there's so much tradition in it. Like the Fanatic still does stuff like that. First pitch is a fastball on the inside corner for a called strike to the lefty, Edmando Terrero. I mean, I remember watching the Phillies in the playoffs the last couple years, and the Fanatic just sitting there cheering on like everybody a fan. They'll bring out cans of like that cheese whiz or just the funny stuff and spray it on visiting fans. The 0-1, and Terrell fans on an off-speed pitch on the outer half. It's 0-2. Obviously, Philly itself as a city is known for having, you know, tough fans, as New York does, Boston does, a lot of the East Coast, Northeast Coast cities do. You know, people always remember the Eagles fans threw snowballs at Santa. As the 0-2 skips in. But that's really changed the last couple years when Trey Turner was struggling at the plate last year, and Philly faithful gave him a standing ovation, and they really took to it. Turner became a whole 180 in terms of his season. Same thing with Alec Boehm. 1-2 is chopped foul, first base side. When Boehm had a couple of tough, just defensive games where he had a couple miscues at third, and he said something after the post game about it, about some of the boos and all that, and you know, Phillies fans didn't really jump on him as they would have in the past. On a bright ready's 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three, and Terrero strikes out. Another scoreless half inning for Mike Odenbright. He's through four, worth of 3.5, 4-0 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nevertheless, calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my
last of the fourth inning as Bradenton has been blank the first four innings. Thrashers have four runs as 9-1 and 2-2 up to start this half inning. Avery Owosu-Asiadu leads things off the right side. Got his first at-bat last inning against Mike Burrows. First pitch to McMillan as he swings and misses on for strike one. There's a strikeout, then a home run by Jordan Virus, his second of the day for a walk, and that was the end of the day for Burrows. The 0-1, and that one skips in for a ball. Tyler Kennedy then entered on and would not record it out. On the four batters that he faced, three walks, a hit by pitch, and then Millen comes in, retires both hitters that he saw. The 1-1 fastball runs up and away, 92. Two-one is flown foul down the right field line out of play. Count back even, two balls and two strikes on Avery Owosu-Asiadu. Home run yesterday for him, his fourth of the year, hitting a .193 on the season. 2-2, and that's lined to third. Stopped by Toledo. Off his backside, throw to first in time. Gerald Toledo. A sharp struck ball at his feet, able to spear it. The fellow his backside popped up and then threw to first to get away the speedy Owosu-Asiadu. Easier said than done. One gone in the fourth inning for Jordan Fires. Now Toledo had a SC top 10 play on Wednesday. First pitch to lefty Fires. He's taken for a called strike, who's got two home runs today. It's not the first time that Fires has done that as he swings and cuts on off speed there. And that one misses high. 1-2. Fires had three home runs in a ball game against Lakeland here on May 30th. He drove in nine that day. 1-2. And a fastball called, third strike of the knees. So McMillan's come in and done nothing but retire all four he's faced. Two gone in the fourth inning for Devin Saltabon. 4-0. Clearwater ahead in the fourth inning. Had three home run game for Byers to close out the story on him. Was named the Florida State League Player of the Week. First pitch saw to Bond. Breaking ball up high for ball one. Thrashers then saw the Marauders the next week then. And he was held in check. One L. And that's a called strike on the outer half, and the count's even 1-1. One and Saltabon takes in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Saltabon 1-for-1. He's been on base twice so far, a single and a walk. 1-2. Breaking ball looped in the air, foul down the right field line. Defensive swing there. Base is clear as the sun pops out from behind some clouds. 1-2. Swing and a pop foul behind, two out of play. Been a very overcast day here in Clearwater. Still hot and humid though. McMillan ready is 1-2. And that's high for a ball. Well, Saltabon did this last inning against Burrows where just worked the count, and this has been very impressive from Saltabon, just 19 years old. 2-2, swinging a ground ball back up the middle to his left. Rivas dives and kicks off him and kicks it to center field. Chases after it, and so Saltabon holds on with a single, his second today. He's been on board all three times. The results aren't there all the time, but the 19-year-old Saltabon, who's third-round pick last year by the Phillies out of Hilo High School in Hawaii. Now it's at-bats like that that, you know, give or take, if you don't get the result, it's one of those things that coaches will remember, and they'll show you that in the film session. Spinnett swings and fouls off the first pitch off the right side out of play. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Clearwater. Bradenton, no runs, one hit, no errors. My God, Brad, it's been really darn good today. Millen's 0-1. Fastball powered pass to 92. And it's 0-2. For his third strikeout of his outing. 0-2, Saltabon in motion. Line drive to the short. One hopper, Evaz gobbles it up, belt high. Takes his time, throws to first, and that's the half inning. No runs to hit, one man left after four. 4-0 Clearwater on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom, as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Top five, Bradenton has been held to just one hit so far. No runs on the scoreboard as Micah Odenbright back out to the hill. Facing 7-8-9, Eddie Rodriguez, the right-handed batter. Blue glove up near the eyeballs and kicks home. And a front door breaking ball is inside for ball one. Lone hit coming off of Odenbright has come off the bat of Javi Rivas, who's on deck right now. The 1-0. And that's off the plate outside. It's 2-0 on Rodriguez, who grounded out to third his first time up. Hey, 2-0. Swing a line drive back to the middle. Back hit it by Saltabon. Behind the second base back, throws to first. One gone. Polanco did work a two-out walk last week. There has been some traffic on base, but it was the first seven in a row retired, then a single strikeout hit batter in the third. The next three men retired before that walk by Polanco. So it's a little bit of a intermittent traffic. As righty Rivas digs in, first pitch on the ground, diving stop by Gonzalez on the glove side, tosses across. Wow, spectacular play by Diego Gonzalez. He took away a base hit from Rivas, playing right on the grass as well. That's what made it so difficult. And so two gone in the inning. Both sides with some really nice defense tonight. Big fan of that. Here's Gerald Toledo switching third baseman batting left with two outs, bases clear in the top of the fifth inning. 4-0 Threshers. Autumn Bright's first pitch, and he takes outside for ball one. But I think the best defensive play that you may see this year, it comes from Chattanooga, Tennessee. The 1-0, and that's on the outer half, a called strike. Minor League Baseball called it the Mom of the Year play. It was a mom holding a baby in one arm, catches a foul ball at the other. Cue shot rolled foul, third base side. It's 1-2 on Toledo. AT&T Field, home of the Reds' AA affiliate. It was a ricochet as well, so her body was turned to the field of play. She's on the concourse. Ball hit, and if you see behind her, it's a pretty packed house there from the video. And she made the catch on a quick turnaround. 2-1. 1-2 is high and in, and now it's 2-2. But that was also in the news last week as well. At Camden Yards, there was a fan down the right field line who made a catch holding a beer and a phone. And it was also, he's a righty, so the glove is on his left side. He made the catch with his right hand. 2-2 is down, and it almost hits Toledo. And the count's full 3-2. I think it's too, the fan was so far down the right field line, it was all by himself in the upper level. Came to the ballpark thinking, hey, I'm just going to have a nice game by myself up here. 3-2, Toledo strikes out, swinging in the half inning. Sure enough, he's internet famous after that. Halfway home, 4-0, Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, 4-0, Clearwater on top of the Marauders as Garrett McMillan's out for his second full inning so far for him. He has an inning and two-thirds scoreless under his belt with two strikeouts and one hit allowed. 4, 5, and 6 go up against him, Raylan Heredia. Right-handed batter digs in, first pitch. Swing and a pop foul right behind home. It's out of play. And a lower bowl. No one wanted to make the catch there as it pinballs around. Just got to show them the video from Chattanooga we're talking about last half inning. Mom with a baby making a catch. The 0-1. And that's off the plate outside for a ball. It's 1-1. It kind of brings me up to another thing that happened in sports yesterday. John Anderson is moving on, retiring from ESPN. Sports anchor for SportsCenter for all those years, especially my childhood growing up. 1-1, and Heredia way out in front of a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Him and Steve Levy, who have been longtime co-anchors, did a Friday night episode to kind of say goodbye to John. 1-2. Breaking ball rolled right back to McMillan. Makes the catch, belt high, throw to first. One gone. Here in the fifth inning, 4-0, Clearwater ahead. And now Bryce Ware to the plate. But it, you know, remind me of just Anderson and Levy, just guys at Sports Center growing up, because they'd always show highlights like that of fans making just spectacular catches, you know, people catching a foul ball in their beer and then having to drink it. That's always a thing people do. For his pitch to the righty Ware, it's a fastball fouled back to the screen. Another big one is food. Food's always involved with people catching things, whether it's a plate of nachos and ball flies in there and the nacho cheese goes everywhere, or just fans making catches on the phones with kids in their arms. 0-1. And Ware takes down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. And so guys like John Anderson and Steve Levy on SportsCenter, I mean, that's always, I feel like they'd always, all the other anchors as well, they'd did a good job showcasing those plays of the year. It's just all the funny catchphrases they'd say. 1-1. And a fastball zips up and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Thresher scored 3 runs in the third inning on just one hit. Bryson Ware had a bases loaded walk, so an RBI under his ledger now. He's ahead on McMillan. 2-1. And a fastball up and away for ball three. Well, McMillan, guy who can provide him some length and depth in this ball game. Started back at Alabama, was the Friday night starter as well. Behind here on Ware, the 3-1. Swing and a miss, and the count's full. These two guys actually have some history as well. Bryson Ware played at Auburn University. He started in JUCO, or NIAA. It was JUCO, though, and then McMillan, Alabama. Bryson Ware is a home run leader at Auburn. 3-2, and he strikes out swinging. Third K of the day for McMillan, two gone here in the fifth inning. But Bryson Ware set the Auburn single season home run record. And what, he had 24 home runs last year for the Tigers. He hit it in the SEC tournament against Garrett McMillan. First pitch to Dakota Katowski is whiffed out and missed for strike one. But that time, McMillan got his revenge. Alabama still won that ball game as well, 7-4 in Hoover last year. 0-1, and a breaking ball low. Count even 1-1. Two outs, bases clear, bottom five. 4-0, Threshers ahead. Is officially a completed ball game in case we do get some inclement weather. 1-1, and a cue shot rolled foul first baseline. Not expected to, but well, we're in Florida, you never know. Kutowski hit by a pitch that led to a run in his last plate appearance. One, two. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for McMillan. It's a 1-2-3 fifth inning. After 5-4-0 Clearwater on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We enter the top of the sixth inning at Baycare Ballpark. Bradenton still held off the scoreboard here through the first five. They've been held to just one hit that came up from Javi Rivas in the third inning as Micah Audibrecht faces top of the order. Braylon Bishop to lefty, and he check swings the first pitch foul, third base side. Right past dugout at J.R. Murphy, who was chirping at Bishop before or in the game after he was hit by a pitch. The 0-1, and that's outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Bishop 0-1 today. But Otto Bright's been really good today. 1-1. Swinging another tapper foul. First base side. Goes up the line. First strike two. Just threw his 66th pitch. 45 of them have gone for strikes. One, two. Outside. So the changeup is 2-2. Longest start this year for Audenbright was 7 innings. He threw in St. Lucie back in May. 2-2. And a fastball called. Third strike. Bishop, a quick challenge here. And so it's a ball. I mean, yeah, that was a ball. And I'm glad Bishop challenged it. That was almost, it was at his shin. So, 3-2, here it is. Backdoor breaking ball, check swing, and a punch him out. Strikeout to start this half, hitting Omar Alfonso, the lefty. Now steps in against the righty Audenbright. Left side of the infield shifted over to the right. First pitch, and he takes in tight for ball one. 4-0, Clearwater looking to win their second straight game. Marauders a win today. They would clinch their first road series win of 2024. 1-0, and that's outside for a ball. Is some stirring up in the bullpen at left center for Clearwater. Just some walking around right now, but there's a player standing. Maybe getting loose just in case. 2-0, and that's outside for ball three. Audenbright, a guy who's coming off of Tommy John surgery now, you know, over 2 years ago now. But still just 20 years old. 3-0. And a fastball at the knees called strike. One more 0-2 today. Looking to extend his inning streak to 5 games. 3-1. Breaking ball hacked and missed at. That was a really good curve. That's his best pitch. Baseball America gave it a 60 grade. And he was drafted by the Phils. 3-2. Curve ball whacked foul. And netting third base side. That was just a tough pitch to handle, and Alfonso Base just slapped it to the left. We'll try it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here it is. Inside for ball four. So Omar walks. Second free pass today. And now Connor Delgado. All it takes is one swing of the barrel. The Bradenton offense has been home run happy in this month of June. They have 30 home runs, which leads single A. Just four home runs away from tying a franchise record for most home runs hit in a calendar month. Still got to watch the fastball. Run down and in on him. Switch hitter batting left against the righty Ottenbright, who's lost the zone a little bit here in this sixth inning. Clearwater with some breathing room, though. They lead 4-0 with Omar on first and one gone. Short lead there, the 1-0. Swinging a pop-up behind to him out of play. Now Delgado, 5 home runs, 15 RBIs on the year. Had a 2-run home run in the fifth inning back on Thursday down the right field line. And the 1-1. That's taken on the outside corner. Really good changeup there. And Delgado has challenged it, and it's a ball. So that's two successful challenges here in this half inning. Swinging a fly ball, hit in the air, deep right field. Heredia chasing back, he's at the wall, goodbye. Home run, Kinder Delgado. A walk and then a home run. And the Marauders are on the board in the sixth inning. They cut the deficit in half, it's 4-2. That's one way to spoil a really good start for Mike Ottenbright. Just the second hit today for Bradenton. And again, the second home run this week for Connor Delgado. Maxio Plazzaretti lines one at left field, sinking fast, and Bennett makes a catch, sliding on his bottom. Boy, that ball was scalded off the bat of Axio Plaz. And it's just a line out. Well, Phil Delgado, that home run at 95.2 miles an hour off the bat. A home run distance of 358 feet. Two outs, base is clear, 4-2. As Polanco, the lefty hitter, he takes outside for a ball. And Polanco fouls it off his inside ankle for a strike. Count even 1-1. That's what Bradenton does to you. The 1-1. And Polanco lines it into right field. It drops in base in front of Heredia. And Chalene's on board for the second time today. But this Bradenton offense, they have used the home run to their advantage. When Knights, they haven't scored a lot of runs, that's how they're getting them now. They are over the Mendoza line in this calendar month. And now Gustavo Armas with a bound visit. After that single from Chalene Polanco, 4-2 ball game. Thrashers still hold the lead. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard elsewhere in the minor leagues of the Pittsburgh Pirates system. Big League Club losing in 10 innings today, 2-1 with Paul Skeens on the hill. Triple-A Indianapolis is all over Rochester, 11-4. Scored 6 runs in the third, 5 in the fourth inning after the Red Wings put up 4 in the bottom of the first inning. Double-A Altoona being shut out 3-0 at home against Akron, as here is Terrero, the lefty. It's the righty Ottenbright, who comes set and delivers. First pitch, and Terrero skies it deep to right field. Heredia's at the warning track, feeling for the wall, makes the catch as Terrero just missed it of leaving the yard. Boy, Ottenbright with a big sigh of relief, but the Bradenton Marauders do get 2 runs on a home run from Delgado. We head to the bottom half of the sixth. Marauders 4-2. They still trail. The Marauders broadcast now.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Here's pitch 80 from Ottenbright, and Delgado gives this one a ride. Out to right field.
And the shutout ends. Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, Bradenton now trailing just 4-2 as the righty Garrett McMillan out for another inning. First pitch to the lefty, Caden Hediger. He takes outside for ball one. 7-8-9, two up. After Connor Delgado with his second home run this week against Mike Ottenbright, really spoiled the end of his outing. Torero almost left the yard as well. 1-0, swing and a miss. Fastball, it's 1-1. Bradenton nearly tied the game on a run of about four batters. And really, if they do tie this game up, it's because of Garrett McMillan. 1-1, swinging a cue shot foul off the edge of the bat. Third base side, it's 1-2. McMillan, 2 2/3 scoreless, but he entered in with the bases full and just one out in the third inning. Did not allow another run to score. So all three inherited runners were kept at bay. That's now 12 runners he's inherited this season. Three have scored. And on Hediger looking for his third straight strikeout. 1-2. Breaking ball low. And the count even, two balls and two strikes. McMillan sets and delivers 2-2. So we're going to ground ball foul first base side. We'll try it again. Finish up the organizational scoreboard for the Pirate system. Greensboro is ahead 3-1 on the top of the fifth inning. Got seven hits so far against the Phillies' high affiliate. 2-2, breaking ball, called strike three. Five punch outs for McMillan. He gets Hediger for the second time. He's punched out three times today. George Clausen gave up three runs on seven hits, seven strikeouts in four innings today. The former Thrasher starter who made his professional debut against Bradenton on opening night. Here's Diego Gonzalez to right. He swings and ground ball, left side, diving stop by Rivas, pops up, throw is late. Got the ball caught in the mitt, and so Gonzalez with an infield single puts a man on with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning, a 4-1, 4-2, should say. Thrasher's in front. Well, Greensboro today, Sean Ross with a two-run home run. P.G. Hilson in RBI double. Those are how the three runs have been scored. Tamar Johnson, those two for three. With that run scored. Good to see him get going. Patrick Ryan, just one hit allowed, one run on four innings. Toss to first as Avery Wosu-Asiudu steps to the right side. And the FCL Pirates today, they won 1-0 against the FCL Orioles on the backfields of Pirate City. First pitch to Avery. Bun shown, pops it up in the air behind Tome. It's secured by Alfonso. Two gone. Here's Jordan Byers, who's 2-for-3 today with two home runs. Well, the FCL Pirates, this is a complex box score right here. They score a run in the sixth inning. They were held just one hit in the contest, and they won 1-0. They gave up four hits on the other side. Here's the lefty. Byers checks the swing, and on the appeal, he went around. The Pirates got a run in the sixth inning. A wild pitch scored Yuri Espinal. The 0-1. And that's a ball down in the zone. It's 1-1. Espinal, who's played some time with Bradenton this year. It's been back and forth a pair of times. Runner on first, two outs, 4-2. Threshers in the sixth inning. And Miller readies, and the 1-1. Swinging a pop foul behind, so out of play. And it's 1-2. Byers has been really impressive, not tonight, but he's now on a 14-game on base streak. Season long is 19. 20-year-old third-round pick out of Rick Reedy High School in Texas. 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Off-speed gets him, and that ends the half inning. Six strikeouts for McMillan now as we head to the seventh inning. 4-2 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back at Baker Ballpark for the away half of the seventh inning. Threshers 4, Marauders 2. As Garrett McMillan now, 6 strikeouts and 3 2/3 scoreless innings for Bradenton. They still trail, though, by 2 runs, but they have 2 runs, and thanks to a Delgado home run. So last inning, Amanda Terrell flied out to the warning track to end that last half inning. So 7-8-9, 2 up as Eddie Rodriguez, the righty, against new pitcher in Paxton Thompson. First pitch is a fastball ripped out and missed for strike one. Pitch the numbers on Thompson, but first the final line for Audenbright, who was just dominant today until really the last half inning started to show a human form of himself. The 0-1, and that's a fastball just geared down and away for a ball. Two runs on three hits, two walks, five Ks, and six innings for Micah Ottenbrunn. The 1-1, up and in. Ball two on Eddie, who's 0 for 2 today. Marauders have just two hits. Rivas has one. And then the home run from Delgado's the other. Two on. Man, that's on the outer half. And Rodriguez with a challenge here. It is ruled a strike. So the count back even. Two balls and two strikes. That's the first challenge lost today by Bradenton. Have three in a game. Marty Thompson readies. 2-2. And that's outside for ball three. Numbers on Thompson this year, 24-year-old from St. Michael, Minnesota. Making his 19th appearance is 1-2 with a 3.76 ERA. Deep breath in the full count. Swing a foul back to the screen. Has walked 8. Struck out 29. Opponents in 2.63 against him. Again, in 26 and a third innings this year. Does have four holds, one save, and one opportunity. Red glove for the letters. A deep side, 3-2. Swinging another foul back. That one just a piece, barely. Three, two again. Up and away, ball four. What a plate appearance worked by Eddie Rodriguez as that brings up the tying run down at the plate for Javier Rivas. Bradenton trailing 4-2. They haven't led in this contest at all. Threshers scored right out of the gate with a run in the first and then three in the third. But Bradenton answered with two in the last half inning against Ottenbright. And Rivas steps in against the righty Thompson. First pitch to Rivas. Swinging a fly ball, scorched to deep center. Owosu-Asiedu heading back just shy of the track, makes the catch. A loud first out as Rodriguez heads back to first. Rivas just missed it in the wrong part of the ballpark. Rivas with six home runs this calendar month is tied for the most among all single-A batters this month. Are still at first, but one gone in the seventh inning for Gerald Toledo. Batting left against the righty Thompson, first pitch. And a fastball, letter high, called strike. Toledo's 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. Looking to change his fortunes here, third time through. One pitch is up and in. Runner is in motion. That's off the glove of Hediger to the backstop. So a stolen base for Rodriguez. And the count's even 1-1. One-one, swinging a foul back. One and two here on Toledo. Bradenton again, just one really swing of the bat away from tying this ball game up. Round the bell, Thompson sets. Giretti's in from the letters. 1-2. Up and in for ball two. Thompson's last appearance went two innings, gave up a run on a hit against Bradenton way back on Tuesday. 2-2. Inside, nearly hit him. And the count's full. Top of the order on deck here, so Thompson really has to bear down. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Defensive swing there as Toledo strikes out for the third time tonight. And so just like that, two gone in the inning with a runner at second for Braylon Bishop. Left-handed batter playing center field today. Can the Marauders just chip one in? That's all it takes. Bring him closer. Righty Thompson sets first pitch. And Bishop skies it high in the air. Back of first down the right field line. Heredia is over, and it's out of play. Just past the tarp into the seats. Big sigh of relief there as Bishop gets another crack at it. There is not much space down the right field line to make a play on it. There's a sidewall that's angled towards the field of play where the tarp is nestled in, and then once it evens out, goes perpendicular to the wall in the right field corner then. There is maybe about 3-4 yards of dirt in foul territory then. That's it. So bigger ground is spinning a toss to second base, and Rodriguez is back in with a headlong dive safely. But more foul territory there. That would have been an out, but not at this ballpark. On the last outing for Thompson, it snapped four straight outings with him without allowing a run back on Tuesday. The 0-1, and a Bishop, the lefty, takes low, and the count's even. Braylon today's 0 for 2, hit by a pitch back in the third. One and one. And Bishop was looking for time, and he didn't get it. It's a called strike. Now 1-2 between Thompson and Bishop, who's a bit frustrated there. Four two ball game in favor of the Threshers in the seventh. 1-2, runner in motion. Pitches outside, throw down a third, and they got it. Ends a half inning, and so we to the bottom half of the frame. It's stretch time. 4-2 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can.
Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensacci tu. Se te pegliano pescia, io le vai, lena, se volo pescia, maradena.
Welcome back to Big Here Ballpark as God Bless America was sung here, and new pitch to the ballgame now is back to Okoto, who replaces Garrett McMillan, which the Marauders have a chance in this ballgame because of him, as Okoto still warming up right now, about a minute and a half before you get back underway. But we'll get to the numbers on Okoto and also close out the line on Garrett McMillan, because again, it was a fantastic day pitched by him. Goes 3 2/3 scoreless today. Allows just two hits, no runs, no walks, and six strikeouts. McMillan, 58 pitches, 39 strikes today for Mr. McMillan. Okoto in the contest now, warming up. The numbers on lefty out of Kentucky, making his 22nd appearance, is 4-3 with a 2.45 ERA. He's finished 13 games this year, which we can possibly see him. Marauders are trailing, so they won't have to pitch the ninth inning. 33 innings, 19 hits allowed, 21 walks, 31 strikeouts. Opponents seeing just a buck 73 against him. As now Devin Saltabaum will lead things off in the home half of the seventh inning. Threshers ahead, 4-2 on the Marauders with the lefty Okoto in. Righty Saltabaum. First pitch to him. He has a fastball off the plate outside for a ball, as Alfonso took a few extra seconds there. Maybe asking a question or two to Dominic Romero. That one missed. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup that time. It's 1-1. Lefty Okoto stands the mound at 6'5", 245 pounds. 20-year-old from Fort Mill, South Carolina. Played his college ball in Kentucky. As that one served up in the air to right field. Polanco froze it now to his left and in a step. Makes the grab off his right shoulder. One gone. Okoto was an 11th round pick last year out of Kentucky. He started his career at the University of South Carolina, though, in his home state. One out, nobody on for Pierce Bennett. Left fielder out of Wake Forest. First pitch to righty. Is up and away with a fastball for ball one. Just to talk about the day for McMillan, though, that he had. 1-0, and that's up and out of the zone for ball two. On to Bennett, who's 0-2 today with a walk and a run scored. Part of that three-run third inning. At the knees, called strike. McMillan's outing today is the longest in his career. He has gone three innings twice, one in Bradenton and one in Greensboro. That was his only appearance he had in high A. 2-1, and that's on the outside corner, called strike. Pitched three innings on June 9th, most recently against Jersey Shore. At First National Bank Field, then at Lee Compart. Pitched three innings against Daytona on April 18th. 2-2, down and in. Counts full on Bennett. I believe the 18th was when that box score up. That was a regularly scheduled day. Antoine Kelly started with the first four. And that one's off the plate outside for ball four. And so Bennett, a one-out walk here in the seventh inning. McMillan would have pitched the last two, but the game won in extra innings. Went to 11 innings, and so McMillan pitched the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Tyler Kennedy got the 11th inning. They ultimately fell 8-4. Run a walk here in the 7th inning. Raylan Heredia, the righty, against the southpaw bagged Yokoto. 4-2, Threshers ahead. First pitch is off the plate outside for ball one. Now, we haven't seen Koto in a little bit, it seems. So the last time that he pitched was 6 days ago. 1-0, up and away. So he's pretty fresh. Well, juiced up here as now it runs up and away. Alfonso will walk out to have a word. Koto pitching in two-thirds, gave up a run, which was a home run. And struck out another. But a runner on here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Out of his adjourn is Heredia. Waiting another pitch in this at-bat. He's 1-for-2 with a walk in the 3rd inning. It's our bulk of the runs were scored today for the Threshers. They scored 3 in the 3rd on just one hit. It was a home run from Byers, a solo shot. On a bases loaded walk and a bases loaded hit batter, they brought in 2 more. Now the 2-0. And a fastball painted at the knees called strike. Sun setting, and so the lights taking full effect on the diamond here. About 9:15 Eastern time. 2-1. That's up and in just above the letters for ball 3. Price and Ware on deck. As Koto tries to pound the zone here. 3-1. And he falls over. He stumbles. Didn't fall over, but just stumbled off the mound, and so that's a balk. It was a runner to second base. So runner there at second, one out in the 7th inning. 3-1. Swinging a fly ball out to left field. Rodriguez back, turns his shoulders, makes the catch a few steps shy of the track. For the second out, as Bennett has to hold at second base. So now it's up to Bryson Ware to try to drive in this insurance run. First pitch to the righty. There's a fly ball hit deep but foul down the right field line. Where is 0-for-2? Struck out swinging against another SEC arm. That's what you get in the minor leagues a lot. It's really, it's a cool sight. Guys saw each other, some of them in high school at points. But guys that see each other in college and whether summer ball then, and then the professional ranks. The 0-1, swinging a line drive, hit foul. Strike 2 on Bryson Ware. Started his career at Pearl River Community College. It's one of the best JUCOs down in Mississippi that won a national championship just a few years back. Grew up in Madison, Mississippi. Germantown High School product. 8th round pick last year by the Phillies. 0-2. And that's just a butt up and out of the zone. Ware has taken over the shortstop duties since Aiden Miller has been promoted up. The Phillies' number 2 prospect. 1-2. And Ware chopper to third. Backed up on by Toledo. Sets his feet. Throws it across in time. For the last out of the half inning. We head to the eighth. 4-2 Threshers still ahead on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've hit the eighth inning, Clearwater 4, Bradenton 2, as the Marauders continue their week-long road trip to Clearwater, Florida. They've won three of the first four, but are behind here again by two runs. As new pitcher into the ballgame, Paxton Thompson just goes a scoreless inning. Walks one, strikes out another. And so new pitcher to the ballgame as Braylon Bishop, who was at the plate last half hitting a 1-2 count. And then Eddie Rodriguez was caught stealing. Jonathan Petit is the new arm as the righty's first pitch is outside for ball one. And it'll be a welcome sight here for the Marauders because Petit not look good his last time up. Bishop turns it one and it's pulled foul. Deep down the right field line, it's 1-1. 23-year-old Petit, native of Valencia, Venezuela, comes in this year with a high ERA, 6.17 in Clearwater, the 1-1, and a backdoor slider called strike. This year in single A, 24 strikeouts, 11 walks, and 23 in the third innings. 1-2, and Bishop takes high ball high for ball two. But his last outing came back on Tuesday, gave up 6 runs, 5 earned on 4 hits, did not get an out. 2-2, and Bishop strikes out swinging. And so there's the first out for Petit this week. One gone in the eighth inning for Omar Alfonso. That was a part of the Marauders' 6-run top of the ninth inning. They won 9-7. A couple of different run producers as lefty Alfonso fouls it back to the screen for strike one. Malice had a 2-RBI double. It was placed on the injury list today after he was hit in the head by a pitch yesterday. So losing his bat is it's a big loss. 0-1. And Omar takes on the outer half for a called strike. Alfonso for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Could be his last chance here to extend his hitting streak to 5 games. After time, he steps back in against Randy Petit. Glove up near his front ear as now he gets a sign. Ready, 0-2. Swing and a slap, foul, third base side. Another protective swing there by him. Omar is one of the eight Pirates top 30 prospects on this Marauders roster. Nine if you include Mike Burrows on rehab. 0-2. Swinging a bouncer right off of his front leg area. That's a foul ball. Well, home plate umpire Dominic Romero did not make that known, and so Hediger went out in front of home plate and touched it up. Oh, and two on Omar Alfonso. The pitch. Swinging a high bouncer to the dugout, first base side foul. Some friendly fire there. As Petit once again looking for a put-away peach here on Alfonso. Pitch, swinging a line drive into left center field. It's down for a base hit. Rolls in the alley, Alfonso, big turn at first, slams on the brakes. Just the fourth hit tonight by the Marauders. It's a one-out base knock, and again it brings a tying run to the plate in Kiner Delgado. Well, it's almost like Groundhog Day again. Alfonso walked, and then Delgado homered back in the sixth inning. And now Alfonso singles. Can they duplicate history? Switch hitter has six long balls on the year now. Batting left, first pitch. And a fastball from Petit. 95 at the knees, called strike. 4-2 Clearwater on this Saturday night. Have a lead in the top of the eighth inning with one out and a runner on. The 0-1. Swing and a ground ball to second base. Flip to second for one by Saltabon. Back to first. Inning-ending double play. 4-6-3, twin killing, and that's the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth next, 4-2 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @B_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Last of the eighth inning, Bradenton still chasing two, but have to toss one more zero up here possibly on the board. Trying to tie things up as Bagdo Cotto pitched a scoreless seventh inning out for the eighth, faces 6, 7, and 8. Dakota Katowski will climb in here to start things off against Southpaw Cotto, who gave up a walk, and that was it. Bradenton, two runs on four hits, no errors on the board. Pressure is four runs on six hits, no errors. Cotto from the middle part of the rubber gets a sign and deals home for his pitch. That's pop foul behind, so out of play for strike one. Kutowski's 0 for 2 was hit by a pitch in the third inning, but the base is loaded. That drove in a run. So a three-run third inning has been the difference in this one. think if without that bases loaded walk and bases loaded hit batter, it'd be a tie game right now. Jordan Vyers says two home runs, a pair of solo blast. And the 0-1. Off speed on the outside corner. The changeup, it's a called strike. Mike Audibright was excellent today in line for the win for Clearwater. Wow, two runs on three hits in six innings. 0-2. That's outside with a changeup. Her fastball that slipped out of the hand. Mike Burrows got the start today for Bradenton on minor league rehab from AAA in Annapolis. Struck out 4-2 in the third, which is a very strong sign for him. One inherited run scored. Goto's in front on Katowski, 1-2. Check swing, and it's a called third strike. First K for Cotto. One gone in the eighth inning for Caden Hediger. Well, minor league baseball, it's always got some quirky promotions and just news. Well, there's one that came out yesterday in Lake County in the Captains. The high A affiliate for the Cleveland Guardians. Guardians obviously having a really good season so far. First pitch to Hediger batting right. He fouls it back for strike one. So their home ballpark, they have rolled out these new seats that are toilets. So the caption they tweeted out yesterday, post that has almost 2,000 likes. Why sit on the toilet and play on your phone when you can sit on a toilet and watch an entire baseball game? Never seen this before. Only in minor league baseball. But once foul back for strike two. On Hediger, who's 0-3 with three strikeouts today. So obviously, it's got a sponsor. Roto-Rooter. Guessing that's a toilet seat company somewhere in Ohio. Based in East Lake, Ohio, is where Lake County is. At Classic Auto Group Park, fans can sit on the toilet and watch the game. 0-2, and a challenge here by Alfonso. And it's a ball. So the seats are right behind home plate. There's eight of them. They call them throne seats. They're actually comfortable, though. They're designed in... obviously offers a great views of the game. Pitches outside of the breaking ball. It's 2-2. There's also, I'm guessing it's a gentleman named Horatio, who's the bathroom attendant. Get you drinks and whatever. 2-2. Fly ball, straightaway center field. Bishop back. Now squares his shoulders, puts it away. Two gone. Also, there's one more into this Roto-Rooter's, you know, seats. There's fans who can prove their plunging prowess with a plunger challenge. They have to throw a plunger at a target. As a breaking ball in the outer half, called strike. It's 0-1 on Diego Gonzalez. Two outs, base is clear. 4-2 Threshers here in the eighth inning. So the winner, you know, they don't just get bragging rights. I guess there's a toilet row. We'll probably have some of the ballpark then. As the 0-1's at the knees, called strike. It's 0-2. This challenge still called a strike, though. But, yeah, so that is the Roto-Rooter toilet row. So if you're ever in East Lake, Ohio, want to check out a Midwest League game, the high A affiliate for the Cleveland Guardians, you can sit on a really comfortable toilet seat and watch a baseball game. Only in minor league baseball. 0-2. And that's low for a ball. It's 1-2. European mind cannot fathom that. Imagine going to a soccer game in England. So it makes the sport so great. 1-2. Bounces in for ball two. Marauders, it'll be a last chance in the top of the ninth inning. They trail a pair of runs. They would have 4, 5, and 6 to them in their order. That'd be Plaz, Polanco, and Torero. Two outs, 2-2. Swing and a fly ball to right. Right at Polanco. He backs up on it and makes the grab. A 1-2-3-8 for Matt Ducoto. Last chance to the Marauders in the ninth. They trail 4-2 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the ninth inning, last chance the Marauders as they trail 4-2 on this Saturday night. Thrashers looking to win their second straight ball game. Marauders still looking for just one more win of the series for their first road series victory in 2024. Ethan Chenault is a new pitcher into the ball game as he aims to close things out here for the Clearwater Thrashers. Chenault replaces Jonathan Petit, who went an inning today in scoreless baseball. 23-year-old Chenault, an 18th-round pick last year out of UNC Wilmington, native of Lynchburg, Virginia. As he comes in here with his 18th appearance, for his pitch to the righty, Axel Plaz is a fastball in the inner edge called strike. Chenault, 1-2 with a 6.26 ERA, has two holds, one save, and two opportunities this year. 0-1, Plaz checks the swing and lays off a pitch out of the zone. The count's even 1-1. Middle of the order due up here. Chenault, black glove from the ear, 1-1. And Plaz waves and misses at a slider for strike two. Only save of the year for Chenault came in Bradenton on June 7th. Inning the third scoreless, a walk and a strikeout to pick up the save. 1-2, and Plaz lines into left center field, sinking fast, but Owusu-Asudo's there on the run. One gone for Shalene Polanco. That was a 7-3 Clearwater victory. But obviously, he entered in with either the tying or go-ahead run was either at the plate or on the on-deck circle, and so picked up the save. Lefty Shalene Polanco takes a fastball at the knees for a strike one. That's a line out there for Axel Plaz. 4-2, Thrashers lead the 0-1. And Shalene takes outside for a ball. Well, if the ball game ends, no more runs on the board for Bradenton. It'll be the second straight night that they've been held to just two runs, both coming on a home run. 1-1. Swing and a miss. The fastball, it's 1-2. They've been very feast or famine in terms of runs some nights. Four hits tonight. Not a lot of strikeouts either. That's the one thing. Only been punched out seven times. Thank you, Ada, as Polanco fans on a fastball, two gone. Bradenton, they do strike out a lot in terms of numbers, but tonight just hasn't been one of those nights. They put a lot of balls in play. There have been a lot of lineouts and sharp hit balls. It's just been a good job fielding tonight. There have been a few hits that have been robbed, as now Amanda Torero steps into left side and he swings and misses at an off speed for strike one. Two outs. Base is clear. 4-2 Threshers in the ninth. Torero is 0 for 3 today. Line out to the warning track his last time up. One pitches on the outer half for his strike. And now Bradenton's down to their last strike. Oh, and two, two outs, base is clear. Chenault's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ball of dirt tags him out by Hediger, and that's the ball game. Thrashers win back-to-back nights to defeat the Marauders 5-2 yesterday, 4-2 today. And so Bradenton will have to wait a day to try to clinch their first road win in 2024. We come back here. It's the postgame show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th. As the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
UpUS Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Bank Air Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, as the Threshers defeat the Bradenton Marauders 4-2 here tonight. As Bradenton just had the two-run home run tonight by Connor Delgado to score both runs. But before we take you back to this ball game, let's get you some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard. Starting with the Pirates system, Buccos today was a tough game for them as well. They fell 2-1 on the Braves in 10 innings. Just not enough offense today for Mr. Paul Skeens. Skeens today gives up a leadoff home run. That was it for the second straight start. Yadier Diaz got him back at PNC Park when they played the Rays. And so today, same thing happened again. It was Jared Kelnick, though, who did it. Skeens today, a run on six hits in six innings, two walks, nine strikeouts. I mean, it's incredible. He walked two for, I think, the first time this year as well. A 2.06 ERA for Skeens, but not enough. Majinski, Holderman, and Chapman, each with a scoreless inning out of the bullpen. Kyle Nicklaus picked up the loss. They did not get an out in the bottom. of the 10th inning. As the Pirates did not score in the top of the 10th inning, Adam Duvall, the hero, with a walk-off single. Edward Olivares with a sac fly in the fifth. That was the only run that they got in that ball game. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, AAA Indianapolis is 4 outs away from picking up an 11-4 win, and Rochester will be their first this week there. Double Altoona's also shut out 3-0. Paul Uchenna, the loser, as they had just 3 hits against Akron. High at Greensboro. They've got some hits. 4-1, top of the 8th inning right now. They've got 9 hits today. Looking to, for some more runs. They got first and third, nobody out in the top of the 8th inning. FCL Pirates win today 1-0 at home at Pirate City over the FCL Orioles. Take a look now at the Florida State League scoreboard. Bradenton came in today tied for first with Fort Myers, who are still suspended. The game was suspended. It was in a delay, and now it's suspended. They'll complete it tomorrow then. 2-0 Fort Myers lead in the second inning there down at Hammond Stadium. Well, Dunedin and Lakeland got off to a late start today. Played a doubleheader. Lakeland scores 4 in the 6th inning. They win 8-1 over Dunedin in game 1. They are in the middle of game 2 right now. Top of the 2nd inning, no score over at Jochen Martin Stadium at Publix Field. Other scores, another doubleheader as well. Daytona up 7-4, or they won 7-4 over Jupiter, up 6-3 right now. Bottom 5, 1st and 2nd, 2 outs. And then the other game today, Palm Beach wins 5-1 at home over St. Lucie. We come back here in the postgame show. We will take you back to this one. Get you set for tomorrow in the series finale in Clearwater here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show, Thomas and Zarella here to wrap things up for you on this Saturday night as Marauders fall 4-2. They've dropped now 2 straight games here in Clearwater and will have to win tomorrow to pick up their first road victory series of the season. They won the first 3 but now have lost the last 2. Well, tonight, Marauders held to just 4 hits and they got both runs on a home run from Connor Delgado in the 6th inning. But first of all, Mike Burrows making his 2nd rehab start. Pirates number 10 prospect who ended up taking the loss today. Gave up a leadoff home run to Jordan Vires in the 1st inning. Stretches up 1-0. After a 1-2-3 second he pitched, he struck out Owusu Asidu to begin the 3rd, but then Vires got him again. 2nd home run hit of the day for Vires, 2-0. He then walked Saltabon. His day was over after 2 1/3 through 48 pitches, 33 strikes, 1 walk. Ended up giving up 3 runs, inherited run scoring, should say, on 4 hits and 2 1/3. Did strike out 4, though, again. Well, Tyler Kennedy entered, and he walked the next 3 men to drive in a run, and then Kotowski was hit by a pitch to drive in another, and so that made it 4-0 at that point, and that was all the runs that the Threshers scored. Marauders were held to just 1 hit. Rivas had a single with 1 out in the 3rd. They got their 2nd hit in the top of the 6th inning. after a one-out walk from Micah Odenbright to Omar Alfonso. It was Connor Delgado, two-run home run in the sixth inning that made it 4-2, and then a two-out single from Polanco, and then Torero flied out to the warning track and to end the sixth inning, and that was really the last threat. Marauders did have runners on in both the seventh and the eighth inning, but really not much to a leadoff walk to Rodriguez, stole second, but then was caught stealing to end the half inning. So that was the ball game here tonight at Baker Ballpark. Marauders end up getting two runs on four hits, no errors. Four men left on base. Thrashers, four runs on six hits, no errors, and seven men left on base. Winning pitcher is Micah Odenbright, improves to 3-5. Goes six innings tonight, two runs on three hits, walk two, and struck out five, as again he picked up his third win of the season. Rehabber Mike Burrows as the loser falls to 1-1. Ethan Chenal picks up his second save against Bradenton and also second save of the season. Game time, 2 hours and 32 minutes, seen by 45-24 on this Saturday night. They'll be shooting off fireworks in any second now. But the Marauders with the loss, they now fall to 34-40 on the season, 5-3 in the second half. Thrashers improved to 46-28, 3-5 in the second half of the season. Series finale, last time these two teams will face each other in the 2024 season. Can you believe it? They don't see each other the rest of the way now. Maybe the playoffs, maybe we'll see. Marauders have to get there. Thrashers have won the first half. And so this will wrap things up for the series tomorrow, high noon first pitch pregame show. We'll get you rolling at 11:40 a.m. as Carlos Jimenez gets the ball, 2-2 with a 4.97 ERA against the righty Braden Tucker, 3-1 with a 3.22 ERA. Well, that'll wrap things up for us here on the postgame show at Baker Ballpark. Final score one last time, Thrashers 4, Marauders 2. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow late morning, as well as the pregame show. We'll get you rolling again at 11:40 a.m. We'll see you back here in Clearwater tomorrow. This has been the Marauders postgame show and the Marauders Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.